देन। हरे कृष्णा एवरीवन, वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव इज ग्रेस चक्रवर्ती प्रभु टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम 7th कैंटो 2nd चैप्टर 48th वर्स। बिफोर आई हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू प्रभु जी, आई रिक्वेस्ट निष्ठ भक्ति माता जी टू गिव ए ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ टूडे स्पीकर। ओवर टू यू माता जी।
थैंक यू माता जी। हिज ग्रेस चक्रवर्ती प्रभु जी केम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद इस्कॉन इन द ईयर 2005। ही हैज डन हिज एमबीए एचआर फ्रॉम सिम्बोसिस इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ बिजनेस मैनेजमेंट पुणे, वन ऑफ द टॉप बिजनेस स्कूल्स इन इंडिया इन 2008। सब्सिक्वेंटली ही सर्व्ड एज ह्यूमन रिसोर्सेज मैनेजर इन विप्रो टेक्नोलॉजीज। Since the time Prabhuji came in touch with the spiritual wisdom of Bhagavad Gita, he has been using his skills to inspire and teach people how to live a happy life. Prabhuji decided to dedicate his life for serving humanity by sharing teachings of Bhagavad Gita under the aegis of ISKCON. And thus in 2011, he became a full-time monk and a spiritual coach. His discourses on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in English, Hindi and Sindhi are enlightening people across India and many parts of the world, including USA, China, Dubai. He conducts various motivational seminars in prestigious universities like IITs and NITs. Apart from preaching activities, His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji is rendering many essential services like leading ISKCON India Deaf Preaching, preaching Secretary ISKCON Youth India Council IIYC. Also, he has been serving in ISKCON Juhu as Chairman, Brahmachari Council, HR Director, Temple Council Committee Member and other leadership roles at ISKCON. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for that introduction. Hare Krishna Chakravarti Prabhu, are you ready?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7th, Chapter 2nd, Hiranyakashipu, the King of the Demons, Text 40. Pathi chuttam tishtate dishtarakshitam grihe sthitam tad vihatam vinashyati jivatyanatho api tat ikshito vane grihe abhikupto asya hato na jivati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Someone loses his money on a public street where everyone can see it, and yet his money is protected by destiny and not seen by others. Thus the man who lost it gets it back. On the other hand, if the Lord does not give protection, even money maintained very securely at home is lost. If the Supreme Lord gives one protection, even though one has no protector and is in the jungle, one remains alive. Whereas a person well protected at home by relatives and others sometimes dies, and no one being able to protect him. Purport. These are examples of the supremacy of the Lord. Our plans to protect or annihilate do not act, but whatever He thinks of doing actually happens. He here means the Supreme Lord. The examples given in this regard are practical. Everyone has had such practical experiences, and there are also many other clear examples For instance, Prahlad Maharaj said that a child is certainly dependent on his father and mother, but in spite of their presence, the child is harassed in many ways. Sometimes, in spite of a supply of good medicine and an experienced physician, a patient does not survive. Therefore, since everything is dependent on the free will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our only duty is to surrender unto Him and seek His protection. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vrishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshadarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Darubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So this seventh canto is very, I would not say philosophical, because when we use this word philosophical, devotees think it's very tough. It's extremely practical. The teachings by Hiranyakashipu, it's a strange concept. Hiranyakashipu is speaking the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. He's talking about life and death. He's talking about soul and body. And then the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj will come. So wonderful teachings. That's why there's a book also, Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. So, here Hiranyakashipu, when his brother Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varaha, Hiranyakashipu is very much aggrieved and is feeling a great anger in his heart. But at the same time, he wants to cover his emotions. Because he's a diplomat, he's a politician, he knows how to act as per time, planes, and circumstances. So he covered his emotions, which he expressed in front of his army men, but in front of his mother, his sister-in-law, and his nephews. He's covered those emotions and is trying to pacify them. And very wonderfully, he says that the Supreme Lord is equal to both the demons and the demigods. That means he's agreeing that Lord exists. So Hiranyakashipu, the demon, the greatest of the demon in the entire universe, in Satyuga, also knew that the Supreme Lord exists. But demons now, they don't even accept the existence of the Lord. That is their greatest misfortune. What to talk about demons? Even who are not very demoniac, but don't exist, don't accept the existence of Lord. So they are also kind of demons. They may be soft-spoken, soft hearted, so called soft hearted people, and sometimes even sadhakas. This is the degraded population of Kali Yuga. Even we sadhakas sometimes don't have that conviction, strong conviction that the Supreme Lord exists. If we are convinced that the Supreme Lord exists, we would have become pure devotee by now. So imagine Hiranyakashipu, the demon of Satyuga. He is accepting the fact that Supreme Lord exists. Ravana also accepted. But we are not accepting. We are accepting very theoretically. We chant, we take initiation, we read. But the conviction is not very deep in our heart. Think about it. And that is why we are not able to take his shelter. So then Hiranyakashipu gives many wonderful examples how in a restaurant or in a place where everyone is assembled to drink some water or in train, he is giving such examples. Then he gives the example of king of Suyagya and the dead queen of Suyagya and his wife crying and Yamraj coming as a boy. And these instructions are being spoken by Yamraj. And he says, oh, look at these ladies. They seem to be very learned. They are much more elderly than me because Yamraj appeared as a small boy, but I don't see him very intelligent. I don't see them very intelligent. If the Supreme Lord has protected every one of us in the womb of mother, where nobody can protect the child in the womb of mother. We all are alive. That means we were protected. Until now we are protected. If Lord wants to kill us, nobody can protect. So if Lord can protect us in the womb of mother, where even mother and father and doctor cannot protect, then why Lord will not protect us elsewhere? And if Lord wants to kill us, okay, he is supremely independent to act. So that's why he says, we are chanting 16 rounds. Do we have faith on the existence of Krishna? We may have deities at home. We might be worshipping the deities, dressing them, feeding the devotees, going to temple, distributing books. We have to do this. And gradually by this only we will be able to come to that level when heart is sufficiently purified. And then we'll accept the Lord exist. Not only exists, he is present everywhere. So we should also keep checking. Sometimes when the situation in our life appears, are we able to take shelter of Krishna? Or are we taking shelter of our skills, of our material resources, material strength, our friends, our money? Then we will come to know how much devotion we have for Krishna. Example, very striking example, is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto and seventh chapter. The son of Dronacharya punished. So when Ashwatthama, he killed five sons of Draupadi, and Draupadi was crying, then Arjuna became very angry and he said that, don't cry. No, O Panchali, I will come back with the head of the person who has killed our sons. And then you can stand on his head and take bath, ritual bath. Then I will pacify you. And then he goes and Krishna goes along. And then Krishna is driving the chariot. Arjuna is sitting. He knows it's Dronacharya. Dronacharya's son, Ashwatthama. So then Krishna and Arjuna are going on a chariot behind Ashwatthama, and Ashwatthama is also running in the, he is also on the chariot. But Ashwatthama's horses, they were tired and they couldn't move. So Ashwatthama got off chariot, jumped off the chariot and started running. And Arjuna continued on chariot. But when Ashwatthama was very scared because he knew Arjuna would kill him, when he is seeing that death is approaching, instead of taking shelter of Krishna, he took shelter of his material skills and he used the mantras and released Brahmastra. Arjuna saw Brahmastra coming. It's as effulgence as, you know, hundreds of suns together. It's approaching Arjuna, about to kill him. But Arjuna knew it as Brahmastra, but he did not do anything. The first thing he did is he took shelter of Krishna. And please read that, first canto, 7th chapter. Very beautiful verses. And Vedvyas writes in the 7th verse of the 7th chapter of 1st canto 1.7.7. He writes about the glories of hearing Srimad Bhagavat. Very beautiful verse. I'll better show you, because something which we should not miss it. Because you are reading and hearing Bhagavatam every day. So let me share the screen so that you can see it. Here he says, it's very much connected to what we are talking. And for our everyday practice, this verse is very important. Yasyayam vai shruyamanayam krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsah shokamova bhayapaha. And then he says, simply by once giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. The son of Drona Panish, this is the chapter. So read these verses. And then Arjuna takes shelter of Krishna. And how he takes shelter of Krishna? So we should know, when we approach the deities of the Lord, what we should do. We should not just go pay obeisances blindly and then Hare Krishna. So I will not show to anyone. Please see this list. What I need from you. In front of everyone, I'm a very detached devotee. Whatever you give, I am happy. If you don't give, I am happy. But inside, Krishna knows. So we are showing our list. See, my Lord, I want all these items. Please provide. I paid you obeisances. You saw me. If you want, I'll pay one more obeisances. But please send this list of items to my home. Please send it after 5 p.m. I will reach home after 5 p.m. As if he is not Lord. He's, you know, some delivery guy whom you are instructing, you know, delivery instructions, as they say. So Arjuna approached, he glorified the Lord. First thing he did, he glorified the Lord. After that, he expressed that, my dear Lord, what can I do? He asked. Then he put his problem. And then Krishna gave him solution. And then before acting, even though the death is, you know, approaching closer to Arjuna, he circumambulated Krishna 3 times and then he acted. So whenever we pray, there are different elements involved in prayers. First is to glorify. You go in front of Krishna, you glorify him. Pay obeisances, recite his mantra, pranam mantra, and remember the various glories and how merciful is Lord. Remember various pastimes from Bhagavatam, from Ramayana, whoever deities you are approaching. If you are now, you know, looking at Lord Nityananda, actually, when we say we have come to take darshan, Prabhupada says Lord who is taking darshan. More important than we coming there physically is what is our consciousness. I was recently in Ujjain. Just today morning I came back to Mumbai. Ujjain, you know, so we went to Sandipani Muni's ashram, then Mahakal, the Mahakaleshwar. So many people, thousands. We reached there at like 2:30 a.m. And thousands of people already. Someone told me they are sitting from night for this special morning aarti. And it's amazing. Everywhere nowadays it's gone. You go to Vrindavan, come to Bombay, every temple is filled. Today's holiday in India, Guru Nanak Jayanti, I just came from temple hall. It's completely packed, no place in the entire temple complex. So many people are coming, but what is their consciousness? Krishna is looking for that. Consciousness is more important. As devotees at least, as a sadhaka, sincere sadhakas, we should focus on consciousness. So when we are coming to the Lord, whether it's home deities or it is the temple deities or even the photograph, which is not different from the deities, with what consciousness we are approaching? So Arjuna is showing that. So please read that. First we should glorify. And suppose I am taking the darshan of Lord Nityananda, then I should remember the glories of Lord Nityananda. How merciful he is. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I should remember the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Radharani or Sita Mata or Lakshman or Hanuman or Ram or Krishna or Damodar, Yashoda. Whoever personality is in your front and you are taking darshan, you should remember the glories of these personalities. Then you will be able to connect. It's very easy to connect. It's like, you know, you want to talk to someone. So you dial the number. Immediately after dialing, you don't talk. You wait. It's ringing, ringing, ringing. Let the other person connect. You have, you know, applied for the connection. That means you are calling. Or the person's phone is ringing. Let him accept your call. And then you can talk. So these, this consciousness, these glories, these prayers, they will help us connect with the Lord. And then we can express what we want to express. That was Arjuna did. So, when we are faced with challenges in life, when we are faced in reversals in our life, then are we taking shelter of our material skills or material relatives or friends or money? Or are we taking shelter of Krishna? We have to use our money, skills and all that, no doubt. We have to do practical things. But am I internally dependent on Krishna? That's the question. That is important. That will make me a devotee. So here, Yamaraj is telling, look at these ladies. They are so unintelligent. And then, eventually after a few verses, you will see very beautiful example Yamaraj will give of Kulinga birds. Very beautiful example. It's very, very important for every devotee, every living being to hear that example, hear it again and again, read it again and again, and practice it. This Kulinga bird's example, so beautiful example. You know, it will open the eyes, eye-opening example. That's why the seventh canto is very amazing. One of the best. Let's read the purport, the teachings of Hiranyakashipu, teachings of Yamaraj, teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, and the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. 20 prayers. 20 verses continuously, beautiful prayers. What a philosophy Prahlad is putting. And look at the purport Srila Prabhupada gives. Big, big purports. Seventh canto is one of the best. So then he says that in this he is saying that if Lord has protected me, then he will protect me further also. Even if he does not want to protect, he gives the example of this money. Because sometimes you're walking and you're $100 bill is on the floor, on the road. And you realize after 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes, and then you come back. It's lying there because nobody saw it, because Krishna wanted that money to come back to you. And then we, oh, thank God, the money did not be seen by anyone. Because Krishna wanted it to come back to you. Few days back, in US, you all celebrated Thanksgiving Day. So what is Thanksgiving Day? We are thanking Krishna for whatever he has given, and we are thanking Krishna for whatever he has not given. And then we devotees, we celebrate Thanksgiving Day every day. Thanksgiving morning, Thanksgiving afternoon, Thanksgiving evening, and Thanksgiving night. Morning when we wake up, we should be thanking Krishna. My Lord, I am alive. I am still alive. Isn't it a miracle? So, We should be thanking Krishna every moment. Scriptures, it is said, every breath you take, every time you inhale, you should thank Krishna. You're able to inhale, you're able to live, you're able to practice bhakti. And if Krishna, sometimes you lose your money on the road and you come after 2 minutes, it's gone. Someone has taken it. Can't do anything. You can't blame Krishna. You still thank Krishna. My dear Lord, thank you. It was your wish, you fulfilled. Maybe that was not meant for me. So again and again, this entire canto teaches the same thing. Because this was question asked by Yudhishthir Maharaj. How is Lord? Is Lord equal or is Lord, the first chapter, Supreme Lord is equal to everyone? So he is showing, Narada Muni is telling that how it starts. The entire canto spoken by Narada Muni. That how Lord is equal. He doesn't differentiate between demigods and demons. Yes, he is favorably disposed towards his devotees, and that too because he says, yathamam prapadyante. See, if you love my money, I'll give you money. If you love me, I'll give you myself. So devotees, they don't want Krishna's opulence. They want Krishna. Like Yashoda Mata, she's not interested in opulence of Krishna. She wants Krishna. So pure devotees look for Krishna. And demons like Ravana, they look for opulence of Krishna. So, this example which Yamaraj is giving here, if Krishna wants to protect, it will protect. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings, na? Rakho bhi maro bhi jo ichha tohar. Whatever you desire, you want to keep me alive, you keep me. You want to kill me, you kill me. And anyways, Lord will do whatever he desires. If you know someone of a relative is about to die and we pray to Krishna, please, please, please protect him. I mean, Krishna will anyways do. And that jiva has to go undergo his own karma. So whether you pray or not pray, it's only for exalted. Now, like Prabhupada said, in 1967, Prabhupada wrote Narasingha Arati. When he got third heart attack, he told his disciples to recite and pray to Lord Narasingha. Now see, 1967, these devotees are just 1 year, 1.5 years old. And Prabhupada is telling them to pray. So Narasingha Dev would listen to the prayers of these devotees. And why Prabhupada cannot pray for himself? Will Narasingha Dev not listen to his prayers? So this is to make disciples more connected to Guru and Krishna. Otherwise, be praying to Krishna for exalted personalities, anyways they are in direct hotline connection. It's for our purification. When we remember, exalted personalities or my Guru Maharaj is not well, I pray to Krishna, so it is for my benefit. It is for my benefit that I will be connected more to my Guru and I will be connected more to Krishna. What can I pray for him? It's like 1 rupee coin telling to 2,000 rupees note. You see, I'm 1 rupee. If I add myself to you, you'll be, your value will increase by 1 rupee. That 2,000 rupees is saying, I already am a 2,000 rupees note. If I add my even 1%, your value will increase 200 times. From 1 rupee, you will become to 21 rupees. So that is the difference between spiritual master and disciple. What disciple can pray for spiritual master? We pray for our own benefit. They are already exalted. They are already in touch. And they don't even care whether they live or not live. They are here for the mission of Srila Prabhupada, their own guru. Prabhupada wanted to complete all 12 cantos of Bhagavatam very desperately. Prabhupada wanted to see ISKCON Juhu temple opening. 60 days, just 2 months before he left. Prabhupada had a desire. But then Prabhupada thought, Krishna is calling me back. I must go. Now you keep praying. So were disciples not praying that time? They were praying. Then why Krishna did not keep Prabhupada back here? Prabhupada surrendered to the will of Krishna. So, but we praying for these kind of personalities is very different. And we praying for even a person who is not a devotee or a devotee, you know, a sadhaka, ultimately whatever Krishna does, sometimes he may listen to prayers. So whether we should pray or we should not pray. So if someone of our material relatives is sick or is undergoing an operation and we tell devotees to pray, which is a trend. But how does it matter? The jiva has to undergo his or her own karmic reactions. Just by praying, and if you want to do benefit to any jiva, give him Krishna consciousness. So I have learned from someone that Charanamrita, we know Charanamrita, most powerful. So anyone of you know, my connected devotees or someone who's going to, even sometimes, you know, we have some people whom we are cultivating, very new, may be chanting, may not be chanting, sometimes visit temple, and then I get to know that someone in their family is sick. I immediately tell them, or they have come for an operation to Bombay. So I immediately tell them that every day someone from a family can come, I can give Charanamrit and feed the Charanamrit to that person, to everyone else. That's the best thing we can do. Because only by Krishna consciousness can you end gradually someone's karmic reaction cycle. Otherwise it will just go on. If I am an offender, if I am offending devotees, I will have to accept the karma, the reactions of my offenses. Only way to protect is bhakti. Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam sharanam vraj. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami ma sucharam. That's what Krishna says. So, maya is durattaya. Maya is very powerful. What is Maya? It's just karmic reactions. Maya cannot touch me if I do not have any, you know, bad karma in this or in previous lives. Maya is just giving us back what we have done. And we are telling the Lord that, my dear Lord, please protect me. So Krishna is saying, okay, I'll protect you, but you have to do sarva dharman paritajya. Are you ready? No. Then you deal. But if I am honest, if I have not done any harm to others, if I have not in this life or previous life, which is very, very rare, if I am in the material world, it shows that I have done something, you know, adharmic. Irreligious, I have done something. That's why I am struggling in the material world. So that will come. Only by becoming Krishna conscious can I save myself. So if you want to save yourself, if you want to pray or anyone to the Lord, make them Krishna conscious. Make yourself more Krishna conscious. So that shows how I'm a devotee or I'm a sadhaka. If I'm faced with problems, I'll pray to Krishna. Not for the protection. Even if sometimes new people we say, okay, pray to Krishna, he'll protect you. He may or may not protect. That is up to him. So if someone comes in, oh Prabhuji, my father is undergoing operation. My mother has terminal cancer, fourth level, you know, fourth stage cancer, and this and that. And my brother is suffering. My sister is suffering. I say, pray to Krishna and give them Charanamrita. And then let's see what Krishna desires. You cannot say, pray to Krishna and everything will be all right, because everything may not be all right. Because there, everything and Krishna's everything, the definition changes. The definition is changing. So best is we become devotees and make everyone devotee. to give them Mahaprasad, give them Charanavrit, give them garland, give them Tulsi offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. Give them Prabhupada machine. Let them hear lectures, let them hear kirtans. That's how you feed the soul, because soul is hungry. And feeding has to be done by this spiritual practices. So if I am facing trouble, I'll go to Krishna, my dear Lord. All these troubles, all these reactions which are coming, they're my own karmic reactions. So whatever you desire, that will happen. I only have one request to you. That in the entire process of purification, let me not forget your lotus feet for even a moment. Do whatever you like. Purify me. Because only by purification, you will be, taking me back. After purification, only you will take me back. So in this process of purification, my dear Lord, let me just remember your lotus feet all the time. Let me serve your devotees. Let me chant as attentively as possible. That will please Krishna. That this fellow is sincere. He is ready for purification and he wants to come back. Otherwise, if you are scared, no purification, no pain. Purification is painful, apparently, but actually purification is blissful. Why? Because after only purification, you will go back to Godhead. So if we run away from exams, you may have kids in your house and you see these kids, no exam. If you will not give exam of standard 5, how will you go to standard 6? Or some of you devotees, you would have done Bhakti Shastri. Until unless you write exam, you won't get certificate. So if you are scared of exams, how will you get certificate? You will never be able to complete Bhakti Shastri. So we should not be scared of things coming. We should pray to Krishna. In that testing moment, we should be able to take shelter of Krishna. That is important. That will make us devotees. Otherwise, this material world is anyways hell. Whether it is Brahmaloka or Patalloka, it's a hellish material world. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka. Everywhere in the material world, there is suffering. Nobody can save himself or herself from suffering. It's only Krishna who can protect us. So that is how we should ask protection to the Lord. I'll tell you a few examples. Yesterday it was heavily raining in Mumbai, in Gujarat. I was in Ujjain, Indore, that side also. So in Gujarat alone, 20 people died because of lightning. In every part of the world, people are dying. Some of the other reason. One fellow, Muslim fellow, 16-year-old boy Muslim, he came to Juhu Beach, very close to our temple. He was standing there. What he was doing in the night? He was seeing Ganesh Visarjan. Now you know that this Ganpati festival comes in India and Maharashtra is a very big Ganesh festival. So there's an immersion of all these idols. So they were doing. And this Muslim fellow comes and observes. And he's just observing. He was almost like 200-300 meters away, alone standing at the beach and observing the festival. No harm. And then from nowhere, the lightning struck him. Thunderstorm came. And he died. On the moment he was burnt to ashes. Left his body immediately. Now someone will say, he went to see this procession because he went to for the Muslim will pay. Because he went for Hindu religious festival, that's why he died. And Hindus will say that, no, because this fellow would have some, bad intentions in the heart. Or he would be joking about the immersion of this festival, Ganesh immersion. And that is why he died. Whatever may be the reason, he had to die. If he would have seen, Lord Ganesh, he would have remembered, maybe he'll get some good birth next life. But people will die. So that's what Yamaraj is telling. As death is a phenomenon everyone sees, everyone experiences. Everyone has to understand. And everyone is saying, show me one person in the world who has not known this phenomena of death. Everyone knows. Such a common thing in the world. And these days, more prevalent. More people are dying. Very, what do you call it? Not so very nice death. Death should be peaceful. For devotees, death means good consciousness at the end of leaving body, and the soul is transferred to either to spiritual world or to another body in the devotee's family. That is what we do. But otherwise, people are dying these days, very horrible death. Not good. It shows that what kind of karma we are doing. If the death of a person is very, very scary, very ruthless, that means he has done very obnoxious karma. That's why he is to be punished more. And if death is peaceful, a person eats prasadam, you know, reads or some whatever, he just sleeps and never wakes up. Very peaceful death. The death also defines what was his lifestyle, what were his karma. So we should try to become devotees. I told you that. Read that 177. Very important. Shoka moha bhayapaha. What will go away from our life? Shoka, lamentation. Moha, attachment. Bhaya, fear. Just what he says, Prabhupada writes, wonderful, you know, translation. Simply by once giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, that means Srimad Bhagavatam, the feeling for loving devotional service is bhava. Feeling is bhava. Bhava bhakti will come towards Lord Krishna, sprouts up at once. At once. Like in second chapter of the first canto, Suta Goswami says, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadahitukam. Ashu means very soon. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, very soon he will get bhakti. So sprouts at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. Now until unless positive comes, negative don't go. If you see there is complete darkness in room, you have to just switch on the light. So in my life, if there are problems, I don't try to remove the problems because that is not the solution. The solution is you try to be Krishna conscious. Problems will automatically go away from the life. Even devotees nowadays, you know, they are trying to approach the problem. They are not trying to approach the solution. You read Prabhupada Lilamrita, you meet any Prabhupada disciples, you hear their, you know, their memories of Prabhupada. Whenever they would go with a problem to Prabhupada, Prabhupada always would give them solution. Prabhupada would not say, fight with the problem. Prabhupada would say, okay, you become Krishna conscious. One manager came, it's too much hassle, too much anxiety in managing. Prabhupada says, don't worry, just sit at one corner, chant, and things will happen. So when we are facing problems in our life, or we have already problems in our life, we should just become devotees. If we become devotees, the problems will go away. Without becoming devotee, we are dealing, trying to deal with problems. Nothing will happen. The problem will only increase. So when we are afflicted due to some problem in our life, our chanting gets affected. Rather, this is the time when we should chant more attentively, when we should increase the quantity and quality of chanting and reading and hearing and association. But we reduce all these because we are afflicted with problems. Such ignorance. If you have your sons or daughters exam, and they are in anxiety. Mama, oh papa, I have not studied well. I don't know how will I perform. You are in anxiety and your chanting is Hare Krishna, my Lord, please give him intelligence. No. Are you trading your own chanting with his exams? That is so foolish of us. We are trading chanting, which can give us pure love to Krishna, with some stupid exams. Yes, if that exam will take your son or daughter back to Godhead, then you should pray. And our chanting gets affected. I've seen parents, oh, Prabhuji, I'm not able to chant. My son is going for exam. Hare Krishna. What can we do? We are in illusion, great illusion. And we think that is bhakti. It's not even a problem. What if your son or your daughter fails? Just still continue to chant. Chanting and reading and hearing the sadhana is for you. Don't bring any other soul in picture. It's for you to become Krishna conscious so that you can leave this material world free of all bondages and go back to Krishna. Not that in morning program you get affected because of your family members or family matters or the financial matters or any other matter. But it affects. It shows how much we are devotees. Just by wearing tilak, we don't become devotees. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, Nake tilak galera kanthi mana, ehi to hai kali ra chela. He is still the servant of Kali, even after wearing tilak and kanthi. He is still servant of Maya, because he is not taking Krishna consciousness. So this is all external. See this cloth, this shaven head, this tilak, this kanthi, this is all external. It is required, it's a uniform, it's a dress. But I should become devotee. That's more important. So my consciousness is more important. If Hiranyakashipu, the demon, the greatest of the demon, Asuravarya, Prahlad Maharaj says, oh Asuravarya, the greatest of the demon, if he is telling his mother that the family is nothing but just people coming together for some time and then again departing, come from unknown location, they go to unknown location. In that some time, we are getting so much afflicted that we are compromising our bhakti. We are trading our bhakti with some material benefits. So much illusion. We have to become serious devotees. Unattached to anyone. Just attached to Krishna. At least when you are chanting, when you are reading, when you are hearing, at least these 4 or 5 hours of sadhana, be completely detached from anyone and everyone. Try. It is difficult. It is difficult. It's not that I'm able to do completely, detach myself, but we have to do that, to practice. Krishna is the most important personality in everyone's life. And when I'm chanting, Krishna is there with me. And if I don't pay attention to Krishna, it's such an insult to Krishna. Let our mind be brought back again and again and again and again when we are chanting. And not let it wander. It will go. Mind will do its duty. We should do our duty to bring back the mind. At least at the time of sadhana. Whole day you are in anxiety. That's okay. Gradually that will also go away. But at least in the time of our sadhana, we should try to, it's for my soul. If I am not nourished. See, there is a time, like you see in Israel, what is happening in Gaza. So many hospitals, so many people are dying, so many people are, wounded. So they're getting treatment. So definitely doctors are working day in, day out. When there was COVID, doctors were working. But this doctor also needs rest. He may not sleep for 8 hours, he'll sleep for 6 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours. But he needs good quality rest and good quality food. So that he can treat people. So if I am not able to give good quality sadhana for myself, if I am not able to do anything for my own soul for 4 to 5 hours in a day, then how will I help others in the whole day? So at least that quality time I need, where I'm absorbing myself in Krishna consciousness, bathing my consciousness in Krishna's consciousness. So that is required. So at least that time. The rest of the day you do try to control, but at least for sadhana time. 5-6 hours of reading, hearing, chanting, whatever you do. That time you protect your consciousness. There's only between you and Krishna. Nobody else. No third person. It's only you and Krishna. And Guru Parampara becomes a transparent via media. If you chant with that kind of focus and attention, then you see what happens in the whole day. You'll be amazed, surprised. And you would have experienced that kind of chanting sometimes. And what happens, what follows in the daytime. So then we'll become Pakka devotees. Free from all the lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. We'll become intelligent. Otherwise, Yamraj will come and say, oh, look at these foolish people. We don't want to become foolish. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions, any comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Nano Pranam. What a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Very, very, very true things, Prabhu, whatever you said during the class. Certainly, we try to enjoy this material world without Krishna, but it is designed in a way that we will get suffering if we try to enjoy without Him. And certainly, Shri Krishna has said this in Bhagavad Gita. He has not hidden it. He says, Dukhalyam Shashvatam. And we don't understand. And very beautiful, Prabhu. You certainly said getting just this attire of a devotee does not make us a devotee. That's so true, Prabhuji. Srila Prabhupada, I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita yesterday, very beautifully explains how our level of submissiveness is proportionate to our level of advancing in devotional service. So how much we are submissive, how much we are taking care of devotees, and Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON, which has to flourish, and how much we are maintaining it, it will certainly depend on our level of consciousness. And more we are Krishna consciousness, then our perception of this sukha dukha changes. Then we realize, oh, this is mercy of Krishna. We know many times devotees go through hardships and troubles in life. Actually, I think they go through more hardships and trouble because Krishna wants to make us stronger. You know, more we are beaten up, more we get strong. So beautiful class, Prabhu. Every word was coming from Shastra. Such a beautiful class. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for coming on the call. Prabhu, with your permission, I'll go to the question answer session. I see our very dear Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu is there with his hand raised, blessing all of us. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Balabhadra Prabhu. So nice to see you. And today is our last day of Bhishma Panchaka. Yesterday was yours, today is the last day. And Chakravarti Prabhu, the last day of Kartik Mana, giving such a wonderful class. Prabhuji, can you just give the secret of, you said, absorb chanting, but that's not happening. Actually, in Kartik Mana, I thought we'll chant better, but actually this month was not as good as other months. I don't know where I was going wrong and not coming. Even I went to Vrindavan for 7 days, but it was better there. But when you come back, there is interest in Bhagavatam class and everything, but the chanting, it's just going as a machine like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That not able to get the absorption. And what you told, that is not there. Can you give some secret that I know you are a very diggaj Vaishnav. You know, you are a pure devotee. Please give some tips.
Okay. So first of all, let me Correct. Forget about being a Diggaj Vaishnava. I'm not even a Vaishnava. We are all, you know, work in progress. We are in the factory of ISKCON, where Srila Prabhupada is trying to, by banging, by beating whatever is required, trying to make us devotee. See, the secret is attentive chanting. Even if you are feeling that you are mechanically chanting, that is good. That means you want to improve. You hear. So I'll tell you very, very practical tip what I practice from here and how it has helped me. When we are chanting, somewhere the mind has to focus in some object, like either I focus on the beats, or I focus on beat back, or I focus on, you know, the chanting beats or fingers, or I focus on the object, or I focus on other devotees. Most of the devotees, they try to focus on their mouth, you know, moving Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. But what I do from ears, that I focus on my ears.
Yes.
Because when you focus on here, the mantra is going out, but you do not know whether the mantra is complete or not complete because you're not hearing it. So if I put my focus here, if I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I put entire energy on this ear or this
Very
ear.
Good.
And then I know that chanting is complete because complete Mahamantra is going. And if it is not going and I'm only uttering, then immediately the siren will be on. There will wait. So we don't have to, you know, become very bhavuk in chanting because that is not possible. We have to be attentive in chanting. Prabhupada always has said, chant and hear, be attentive. Prabhupada has not said, be emotional, devotional, sentimental, all this is all not for us. So when you hear attentively, even if you chant one mantra and hear attentively, your heart is getting purified little bit, because one mantra is very powerful to purify your heart. And then you hear another mantra. Don't rush. Don't try to complete chanting. Try to chant. Focus on mantra. Focus on the beats within your beat bag, not outside the beat bag. Don't hurry. So for some devotees, it take 1.5 hours for chanting 16 rounds. For some devotees, it may take 2 hours. For some devotees, it may take 2.5 hours. It's okay. It's okay. You just hear. Don't rush. Don't compete. You compete with yourself only. That how was my chanting yesterday and how is my chanting today? Just hear, hear, hear and hear. And you will see everything in the life will change. Just by hearing. Because Mahamantra, when goes through ears and reaches and lands in our heart, then only it will purify the heart. And when it purifies the heart, the soul will become blissful. And you will come to know your chanting was good. That's the only secret. There's no other secret. So open secret, everyone in the world, you know, everywhere in Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada's lectures, you find just hear. So I focus on my ear so that I know whether my mantra is complete or not. Sometimes Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. We eat the mantras. We don't even chant complete 16, you know, names and 32 syllables. So when you're hearing, you will know, oh, I missed Hare Hare. So don't rush on the beats. Wait. Come back. Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. One other devotee talks that you should focus on Hare, Hare. The reason is we eat that Hare, Hare only. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Because what happens is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. So there are three Hares. And we tend to eat one or two Hares. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It also creates that, it breaks the monotony, you know. So, when you are chanting like a machine, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 so you miss it. But when you chant like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you're breaking the monotony.
To give a break, huh?
That also keeps you awake.
I think once you listen properly means automatically the chanting also is correct. If you listen, full mantra means you are chanted properly. So the secret is on listening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Okay.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.
Okay, Prabhu, now we'll take some other questions. Balbhadra Prabhu, there is
Yeah,
some
yeah.
question in the
Chat box, yes, yes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, Radha Jyoti Mataji from Sholapur is asking, sometimes she miss moving her beads while chanting. How to do about it?
There's a question about that also, same Mataji.
Yes.
You mentioned about the purity. Could you please explain more about it? Purity is nothing but our heart is filled with filthy objects, desires, unwanted, anartha. That's anartha, unartha, which is not required, unwanted desires. So we have to clean that. Then that will increase the purity. It's like, you buy gold. Now, sometimes you may not directly buy the jewelry. You go to a wholesaler and buy gold coins. Okay, he's giving us a cheaper rate. So he gives you gold coin 999. That means 24 karat gold. Now, being a Mataji, that 24 karat gold, you cannot use for making jewelry. It's too soft. Your jewelry will melt. So you need to add something. What you add, that's called alloy. So that's impurity you are adding in the pure gold. Otherwise, your jewelry will not stick. You cannot design the jewelry. So that is why you are adding the impurity to the pure gold to make your jewelry. So now that gold what you're wearing is not pure. It's impure. So if you want to make it again a pure gold from that impure gold, you go to jeweler. He'll melt it and he'll separate the pure gold and the alloy. And then again you will get pure gold. So our heart was pure. The soul was pure. It got impured because so many alloys in this material world, starting from desire to enjoy, now my soul is impure. So I have come to a jeweler. The jewelry shop name is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And the jewelry shop proprietor is Srila Prabhupada. He's sitting there and you say that, my dear Prabhupada, you are the jeweler, so I have this impurity, so can you do this? So Prabhupada will take that jewelry, so I am that jewelry, impure soul. And what does jeweler do? He will put that into fire. And the process of sadhana sometimes may appear painful, but that will remove the impurities. And then you will become pure. So you have to remove the impurity. That is anartha nivritti. If you go to a doctor, if someone has met accident, someone falls down, from the bike. And on the ground, on the road, you're like, entire arm is like against the road, scratches, so many, just skin is peeled off. So what the doctor will do? He'll immediately apply medicine? No. First, he will take a cotton swab, take some spirit, and then clean it. Because there are dirt particles, dust particles, small stones, pebbles, they should not go inside the body. It will clean. It will burn for some time. And then he'll apply, thanda, cool, all this white tube medicine. They're very cooling. And then he will wrap it with the bandage. So this sadhana is to purify. So more we accept the hardships, more we do austerity, the faster we'll get purified. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, and her second part of the question was, she missed sometime moving her beads while chanting. So what to do about it?
It's good. If you are missing moving your bead while chanting, so you will chant more. The problem is when you don't chant and move two beads. That's a bigger problem. That is what devotees are facing. I've told many devotees that you should record. 3-4 days continuously record your chanting and you'll realize you're not even chanting 16 into 108 mantras or syllables. So that is okay. If you're not moving, so you will chant few mantras extra. That is good. But don't move two beats when you're chanting one mantra. That is a trouble. Don't skip that. Okay. Any other question?
Oh,
Time
true,
is
Prabhu.
up.
Beautiful answer, Prabhuji. Beautiful answer. Our Vinita Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanva Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna Chakravarti Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class. I really like the point that you are explaining about the death. After coming to Krishna consciousness, I really understood the meaning of the death. I mean, how we have to leave the body, what consciousness we should have, or if someone leaves, what we have to do for them. That these more in detail, I have understood only after I read Srila Prabhupada's books, I came to ISKCON. Otherwise, as you said, like we are seeing everyone is dying, but we don't know what to do, or you know, how they, what consciousness they are leaving. We really don't know anything, but now, because after Krishna consciousness, we know actually, oh, okay, wherever I'm going, I keep Krishna in my mind, so that even I met some accident or something happens to me, I'm in a good consciousness. So this kind of knowledge only we got it from Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji, for remembering, you know, making that point, so that we can know how glorious to be in ISKCON. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank
Hare
you,
Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. So true, Mataji. I was the same. I was so afraid of losing my mother all the time. And then I read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita in 2019 when I came to Krishna consciousness. It just removed every fear of me. Now I'm actually happy. Whatever is happening is the will of Krishna. So, Prabhuji, Radha Mataji is very eternally grateful to you, but she has one more question. She wants all the mercy today. We can't gorge our consciousness on daily basis. How we will be able to push ourselves?
Yes, it is very important that we gauge our consciousness on a daily level. But if even if you are not able to do, when I'm not able to gauge my consciousness, that shows that I'm not pure. So just work on the process. If you're not able to gauge, that means we are not sufficiently pure. So we need to advance in bhakti and keep following the process. And then try. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says every Ekadashi you see what has happened in the last 15 days. If you're able to do, it's okay. Otherwise, continue the process. Sometimes, you know, you go to a doctor and doctor says, take this medicine for 5 days and report to me after 5 days. And you say, the progress is there, but very negligible. The doctor says, okay, take this 5 days medicine more, continue. So continue till the time there is any progress. Keep chanting.
So true, Prabhuji, so true. Chanting is the only...
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, there is
yes.
One more question from a fallen soul. We all are fallen soul here, Prabhuji or Mataji, whoever this is. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have a question. In some points of scriptures, I have faith, and in some points, it seems not real, Hari Bol. And I am not able to put faith. What to do?
So, you ask, you know, where you are not able to put faith in the scriptures in those points, you ask someone, get the clarification. No, it's Krishna is giving that that if you don't understand, you ask to your guru. So you ask a senior devotee, whoever is your mentor, counselor, guide. You ask them, they'll make you explain. If you're not satisfied, ask them more questions or ask someone else. Until unless you are convinced, you will not be able to follow. And with that understanding that a Vedvyas is incarnation of Krishna, Shaktivesha Avatar, and a Vedvyas has written something, it has to be true. I'm not able to understand. So let me go and clarify. With that consciousness, you will be able to clarify. Because humility and submissiveness is must before you inquire. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadikshantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. So pariprashnena, before you do pariprashnena, pranipatena, to become submissive, at least with theoretical understanding that whatever is written by Vedvyas, whatever is written by Srila Prabhupada, it's all perfect. I'm not able to understand, so let me go and clarify. Because if you doubt Prabhupada, if you doubt Vedvyas, that's not very good consciousness. It's you who are not able to understand. It's not their fault what they have written. Because everyone in the world is able to understand. So sometimes there may be doubt. And we should clarify, that's all. Simple. After speaking the entire Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asked Arjuna, have you understood it? If you have not understood, I'll speak again. Maharaj Rahugana, he asked the question and Jada Bharat speaks one chapter. And then Maharaj Rahugana says, I have not understood. So another chapter. Then again he says, I have not understood it fully. Then again another chapter. All these three chapters are given by Shukadeva Goswami in Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami is also giving us three times the explanation given by Jada Bharat. Very similar explanation. So it's okay. If you're not understanding, you ask again and again and again and again. Till the time you get your answers sorted, you will not become convinced about the basis of bhakti. So ask, but without submissiveness, without surrendering, questions will not have meaning. And after you get answers, you will have to serve. Paripatena, pariprashnena, sevaya. So if seva and surrender will lead to proper understanding of scriptures. So if you're not serving the mission, serving, I'm saying serving means serving mission. Serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying? Bharata bhumite manushya janma hoila jar janma sartha kari koro parupkar. Perfect your life and then help others. Distribute books. Distribute books. You will have at least 1000 contacts in your phone. Every day call two people. Talk to them 10 minutes each. Talk to them about Krishna. Whether they will accept it or not, your duty is to talk. You know, there are news reporters who will just read the news. They are given. There is a screen. We don't see that screen. There is a screen. So they are just reading the news. They get money, salary. Whether we public is accepting the news or not accepting, she has to read. So we have to speak about Krishna, whether public is accepting or not accepting. I am sitting here and speaking lecture to you. Whether you are accepting or not accepting is a secondary thing. I am speaking because I have to glorify Krishna and I have to please Krishna. So that should be the consciousness of the preacher. And then, what you should tell others? So Mahaprabhu says, Amaragya Guru hai yatare hai desh, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Meet anyone and everyone wherever you meet. Anyone you meet, tell them about Krishna. Krishna upadesh, Bhagavad Gita. So if you don't surrender, if you don't serve the mission, all the answers will not be revealed to you. Scriptures will be concealed from you. You will get very superficial level of understanding. Thank you for bringing this question. But if anyone wants to dive deep into Krishna consciousness and into scriptures and improve the chanting, has to surrender to Krishna and Prabhupada and has to do some missionary activity for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada by distributing books, by preaching Krishna consciousness. Then you will see how things will be revealed in your heart.
Very true, Prabhuji. Beautiful example you gave of Srila Vyasadeva. When he was confused, a guru helped him, Narada Muni, first canto. And second canto, we see Buddha, without guru, he gave the philosophy of everything is void and Vedas are written by human. So it's all about guru who guides us on the right path. So beautiful, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Everybody is thanking in the chat box too. Thank you, Prabhuji, for being on the call. So, dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the assembled devotees on the call, all the assembled Vaishnavas. Vancha kalapate.
Vancha kalapate. Vancha kalapate.
Tantra, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam ki.
Sadguru Srila Prabhupada ji ki.
Jai. Radhe Radhe.
Prabhu ji ki. Jai.
Thank you so much.
Jai.
Thank you so much.
Radhe Radhe.
Prabhu ji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Radhe.
Jai.
Radhe Radhe.
Hare